This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, April 1st. God's word for you today is 3 P's. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 John 2, verse 15 and 17. And it says, "Don't set the affections of your heart or in loving the things of the world. The love of the Father and the love of the world are incompatible. This world and its desires are in the process of passing away, but those who love to do the will of God live forever." Moses chose what God values over what culture values. And yesterday, we learned that when you do the things that the world values, you expire. But when you do the things that God values, you endure. The question is, what does God value? Hebrews 11 verse 24 to 26 says, "It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to his great reward." When we examine the three choices Moses made, we see what God values. Number one, God's purpose is more important than popularity. God values his purpose more than popularity. Hebrews 11 verse 24 says, "It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter." How much more popular can you get? Moses, the son of Pharaoh's daughter, went to the best university in the land. He was a powerful young man, and he was popular. But God values his purposes in Moses' life more than the popularity that Egypt offers. I know that this world values popularity, but God values purpose over popularity. Number two, people are more important than pleasure. People are more important to God than pleasure. Hebrews 11 verse 25 says, "He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin." God always values people over pleasure. For example, opting out of a vacation with your family in Paris and choosing to go to a holiday resort on the outskirts of town so that you can use the difference to pay someone's school fees. That is big. People are more important than pleasure. A place in Christ is more valuable than possessions. Number three, a place in Christ is more valuable than possessions. Hebrews 11 verse 26 says, "He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to his great reward." A lot of us just need to look ahead. We need to take our eyes off our circumstances, off ourselves, and look at Christ. Keep your eyes on Christ. Moses gave up the things people spend their lives trying to get, because the things people spend their lives trying to get are temporal. You can lose them. Moses gave up the things you can lose for the things you cannot lose. Moses gave up the things that are temporal for the eternal things. Moses gave up popularity for purpose. He gave up pleasure for people. And he gave up possessions for a place in Christ. Moses chose what God values over what culture values. So back to the question, pause and think. What are your top three values in life? Are your top three values purpose over popularity, people over pleasure, and a place in Christ over possessions? Let us pray. Father, by your Spirit, align my values with your values in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.